With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. Namibia is hosting the fifth session of the Namibia-Nigeria Joint Permanent Commission of Cooperation in Windhoek from today until the 7th of February 2025. The meeting aims to strengthen bilateral ties in health, education, agriculture, oil and gas. Executive Director of the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation, Pendananda, has more.
This meeting is just one of those meetings to firm up our relations that we have had over the years and to see in what new areas we can cooperate. We know Nigeria is an oil-producing country. We are also venturing into that area, having discovered oil. And many other issues, education, tourism. As you know, the past years, we have seen a number of Nigerian tour operators, agents coming to Namibia. So we really want to see how we can strengthen this relationship and to take our cooperation at a different level than we are today.
Transnamib has dismissed corruption allegations related to a $2 billion Namibia deal for new locomotives. The state-owned railway company CEO Desmond van Jaarsveld says the procurement process was handled by the Central Procurement Board, thus ensuring transparency. The company's spokesperson Abigail Raubenheimer defended its decision to standardize with General Electric locomotives for improved efficiency.
The direct procurement process is being independently managed by the Central Procurement Board of Namibia, who approved and commenced the bidding process on the 14th of October 2024, and this comes after Transnamib successfully met all the conditions to access the funding on the 30th of September 2024. The Central Procurement Board of Namibia is the only authorized entity allowed to engage with the manufacturer. Equally important to note is that once the process has been finalized by the Central Procurement Board of Namibia, the lending institutions will also review and verify to ensure that the process was competitive.
United Kingdom banking giant Standard Chartered has appointed South African banking veteran Maria Ramos as its new chairperson. Ramos, who joined the bank's board as an independent non-executive director in 2021, will assume the role after the annual meeting on the 8th of May, pending, of course, regulatory approval. She previously served as APSA CEO and as Director General at the Ministry of Finance under the late South African former President Nelson Mandela. United Nations says the M23 rebel group is consolidating its hold of the city of Goma in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo by conducting regular patrols and house searches. Locals in the city have reported acts of looting, the seizure of vehicles belonging to government agencies, and the occupation of private residences by the rebels.
It's a week after fierce clashes broke out between the M23 rebels and Congolese government forces in the eastern city of Goma. More than 2,000 people are reported to have died in the fighting. The rebels are now in control of the city. Locals say they've been carrying out patrols and seizing vehicles belonging to government agencies and humanitarian organizations. The UN says that constitutes a violation of international humanitarian law. The DRC government has called on the international community to impose sanctions on Rwanda, which it accuses of backing the rebels. But Rwanda has denied the charge. An emergency summit has been called by leaders of the East African and Southern African regional blocs to resolve the security crisis in Eastern DRC. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And police in Sweden say they are still trying to determine the motivation of a shooter that opened fire at a school complex, killing 10 people. Trent Murray has the latest.
Sweden's Prime Minister has described the incident as the worst mass shooting in his country's history, after 11 people died, including the gunman. The shooting happened at an adult education centre in the city of Örebro. It's about 125 miles from the capital, Stockholm. Police say the shooter had two weapons, but have not disclosed whether or not he had a gun licence. Six people remain in hospital, two of them in intensive care. Investigators say they're still trying to determine the motivation of the shooter. The incident has shocked Sweden, where gun violence in schools is considered very rare.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.